A public meeting for the purpose of a rezoning application was ensured by the planner that protection for the eastern whippoorwill endangered species was of equal concern for the property owner as for the public. The proposed expansion of ProSelf Storage, 306 Concession 13 East, offered a look at six new structures for 12 storage units to be located in the rear of the existing property. But concerns were raised by both residents and the applicant Sean Freer over negative impacts to the eastern whippoorwill, a species of bird on the threatened and endangered list. Senior planner Victoria Lemieux of Morgan Planning and Development provided the reports to Tiny Council during the recent public meeting. The study found that the proposed development has been designed to avoid the areas of concern, which primarily are the Category 1 and 2 habitats for eastern whippoorwill, as well as the significant woodland located to the rear of the subject lands, stated Lemieux. Lemieux reiterated that the concerns of the public were the same as the applicant, noting several times in the meeting that the proposed expansion would be located outside both areas of concern. "We are in agreement with those concerns," added Lemieux, "and this is why the applicant went to such a degree to do such a thorough environmental review for the application. We are here to reiterate that the application before you this evening will ensure that the Category 2 area for the eastern whippoorwill is protected and no proposed development is to be located there. As per the report, the area to be rezoned to RE will permit the expansion as identified on the proposed site plan, whereas the area proposed to be rezoned RE, HX, that include a holding symbol are lands within a vegetation protection zone and Category 2 habitat for eastern whippoorwill as identified by Berks Natural Heritage Consultants. The intent is to ensure that no development is permitted within these areas until such time that any and all requirements of the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry have been met. In addition to the wildlife concern, further opposition to the proposed development was raised by a nearby resident in regards to light pollution from the self-storage facility. Lemieux expressed thanks to the resident, and assured that the applicant would be addressing those concerns as well. Mayor George Cornell appreciated the comments by the owner to acknowledge the public's concerns. Following the public meeting, Tiny staff were tasked to return to council with a final report and recommendation at a future committee of the whole meeting. The rezoning application for ProSelf Storage and additional reports can be viewed within the agenda for the public meeting located on the Tiny Township website. Archives of council meetings are available to view on Tiny Township's YouTube channel.